Wealth file number 14. Rich people manage their money well. Poor people mismanage their money well. It may not be the most glamorous of topics, but it comes down to this. The single biggest difference between financial success and financial failure is how well you manage your money. It's simple. To master money, you must manage money. Many people don't like to manage their money because, first, they say it restricts their freedom, and second, they say they don't have enough money to manage. As for the first excuse, managing money does not restrict your freedom. To the contrary, it promotes it. Managing your money allows you to eventually create financial freedom so that you never have to work again. To me, that's real freedom. You must acquire the habits and skills of managing a small amount of money before you can have a large amount. Remember, we are creatures of habit, and therefore, the habit of managing your money is more important than the amount. So how exactly do you manage your money? At the Millionaire Mind Seminars, we teach what many people believe to be an amazingly simple and effective money management method. It's beyond the scope of this recording to go over every detail. However, let me give you a couple of the basics so you can get started. Open a separate bank account designated your financial freedom account. Put 10% of every dollar you receive after taxes into this fund. This money is only to be used for investments and buying or creating passive income streams. The job of this account is to build a golden goose that lays golden eggs called passive income. And when do you get to spend this money? Never. It is never spent, only invested. Eventually, when you retire, you get to spend the income from the fund, but never the principal itself. In this way, it always keeps growing and you can never go broke. It doesn't matter if you have a fortune right now or virtually nothing. What does matter is that you immediately begin to manage what you've got, and you'll be in shock at how soon you get more. I had a student at the Millionaire Mind Seminar say, "How can I manage my money when I'm borrowing money to live on as it is?" The answer is, borrow an extra dollar and manage that dollar. Let's stop and examine this suggestion, which will rub some experts the wrong way. Even if you are borrowing or finding just a few dollars a month, you must learn to manage that money. Why? Because more than a physical world principle is at play here. This is also a universal or spiritual principle. Money miracles will happen when you begin handling your finances properly. In addition to opening a financial freedom bank account, create a financial freedom jar in your home and deposit money into it every day. It could be $10, $5, $1, a single penny, or all your loose change. The amount doesn't matter. Again, the habit does. The secret is to place daily attention on your objective of becoming financially free. Like attracts like. Money attracts more money. Let this simple jar become your money magnet, attracting more and more money and opportunities for financial freedom into your life. Now, I'm sure this isn't the first time you've heard the advice to save 10% of your money for long-term investing, but it may be the first time you've heard that you must have an equal and opposite account specifically designed for you to blow money and play. One of the biggest secrets to managing money is balance. On one side, you want to save as much money as possible so you can invest it and make more money. On the other side, you need to put another 10% of your income into a play account. Why? Because we are holistic in nature. You cannot affect one part of your life without affecting the others. Some people save, 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 and while their logical and responsible self is fulfilled, their inner spirit is not. Eventually, this fun-seeking spirit side will say, "I've had enough. I want some attention too," and sabotage their results. On the other hand, if you spend, 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 not only will you never become rich, but the responsible part of you will eventually create this situation where you don't even enjoy the things you spend your money on. Your play account is primarily used to nurture yourself, to do the things you normally wouldn't do. It's for the extra special things like going to a restaurant and ordering a bottle of the finest champagne or wine, or renting a boat for the day, or staying in a high-class hotel for an extravagant night of fun and frolic. The play account rule is that it must be spent every month. That's right. Each month, you have to blow all the money in that account in a way that makes you feel rich. The only way most of us will ever continue to follow our savings plan is by offsetting it with a playing plan that will reward us for our efforts. Your play account is also designed to strengthen your receiving muscle. It also makes managing money a heck of a lot more fun. In general, I advise that you create 5 accounts and divide your money for different purposes. In addition to the play account, the other accounts include 10% in your long-term savings for spending account, 10% into your education account, 50% into your necessities account, and 10% into your give account. It comes down to this: either you control money or it will control you. To control money, you must manage money. Money is a big part of life, and when you learn how to get your finances under control, all areas of your life will soar. Now, place your hand on your heart and declare, "I am an excellent money manager." Now touch your head and say, "I have a millionaire mind." Here are your millionaire mind actions. 1. Open your Financial Freedom Bank account. Put 10% of all your income after taxes into this account. This money is never to be spent, only invested to produce passive income for your retirement. 2. Create a financial freedom jar in your home and deposit money into it every single day. Remember, it could be $10, $5, $1, a single penny, or all your loose change. Again, this will put daily attention on your financial freedom, and where attention goes, results show. 3. Open a play account or have a play jar in your home where you deposit 10% of all your income. Open 4 more accounts and deposit the following percentages into each: 10% into your long-term savings for spending account, 10% into your education account, 50% into your necessities account, and 10% into your give account. 4. Whatever money you have, begin managing it now. Do not wait another day. Even if you only have a dollar, manage that dollar.